Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to talk about a popular sport, badminton. We have Ali Hill. He is a professional poker player, also quite an active badminton player.
Yeah, I do enjoy playing badminton. I've played a few times now living in London, but originally from Bristol, and I played a lot more when I was there.
Right, okay. And then it's always a popular sport in the UK?
Yeah, I think it's even sometimes on TV. It's on Sky Sports and things, and yeah.
Okay. It's very popular when I grew up in Taiwan, and lots of people played it. In general, Taiwanese people are not very good at sports, and so there are only a few things we can play, such as table tennis, and badminton is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 羽毛球.
羽毛球.
Yeah. So three words. Let's break them down. Let's learn the third word first. 球,
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 球.
Yeah, 球 is a second tone, and then it's a generic word to describe anything which is round, round-shaped ball. 球,
球.
Yeah, so 球 could be any type of ball, and in this case, it's funny because badminton is not round-shaped, but we still call that ball.
Right.
So that's 球, then 羽毛, 羽毛. In this case, I think Chinese explains more about this sport. 羽 means feather. And 毛, that means the hair or fur from animal. So 羽毛.
羽毛.
Yeah, 羽毛 together still means feather. So Chinese is a little bit, in a way, trying to explain things to really have much better definition to express the subtle difference between things. So 羽 is already that in general, the feather. And the pronunciation is probably much easier for French than for English. It's like a 羽 in French. So if you make the tone, the third one, 羽.
羽.
Yep, go down and up. 羽.
羽.
That means the feather. And the second word, 毛.
毛.
毛 is the hair, and could be any hair, like animal hair, animal fur, or hair on your arm. That's also 毛.
毛.
And it's interesting because your hair in the head, we don't call that 毛.
Uh-huh.
We call 发.
发.
Yeah, 发.
发.
Yeah, it's like a F-A, and that's the hair on your head. And the hair on your arm, on your palm, and that's 毛.
毛.
And the same as the hair on your dog, then that's also 毛. Okay, so 羽毛 together, and that's feather. And the feather ball is badminton. 羽毛球.
羽毛球.
Yeah, 羽毛球. So how often do you play 羽毛球?
Usually once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah,
and
on
you,
the weekend.
You got the venue? Is it indoor?
It's indoor venue, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Near to where I live.
Right, I guess it has to be indoor, right? Otherwise, the wind and the weather.
It would be too cold as well, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, people still play football and rugby during in the storm, in the rain, in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, but for the little feather, 羽毛球, I guess we need the indoor space.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you play 羽毛球, we say 打羽毛球.
打羽毛球.
Yeah, 打 is the verb we use. 打 means to hit. And in this case, it's a fair description. You need to have a racket and to hit the shuttle. And so you have to use the racket. The racket, we say 球拍.
球拍.
Yeah, 球拍.
球拍.
Yeah. 球, again, you probably recognize that now, means the ball. And 拍 means to pat something. And that shows the action. And in this case, 拍 has turned into a noun. So that means the racket you use. 球拍.
球拍.
Yeah, and to 打羽毛球, you play badminton. 打羽毛球.
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 Yeah, and because you play regularly and then all your friends, they play with you, when you talk about this, you know that you are playing badminton, you are not playing rugby. So you can just take out 羽毛, just say 打球.
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 Yeah, so in your case, we know you are talking about playing badminton, you can say 打球. But if, for example, if I were a golf player, and then I have my regular companions, when we say 打球, we know we are talking about playing golf. So just like in English, you can say, oh, that's play some balls, and what type, depends on what sort of the ball you normally play. So 球 is quite useful. We know 羽毛球 is badminton, and then let's look into other sports with the same shape. We say golf. we say 高球.
高球.
Yeah, again, 高, you can sense the similar sound. So golf, again, that's a sort of invented in St. Andrews, right, in Scotland. Didn't exist in China hundreds of years ago. So when golf, the sport, went to Asia, people had to invent a name to call it. Oh, golf, that sounds like 高. 高 means tall. So 高, 高球.
高球.
Yeah. And then we say basketball, for example. We say 篮球.
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 Yeah, 篮 means the basket, the net. So basketball, 篮球.
篮球.
Football, 足球.
足球.
You can guess what 足 is.
It's the foot.
It's a foot, yeah, 足.
足.
足球.
足球.
And then we had handball. So that's a hand. 手球.
手球.
Yeah, 手, it's a third tone, so we go down and up. 手.
手.
手球.
手球.
And then we also have tennis. So we say 网球.
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 网, that means the net. And it's interesting that badminton has a net too, but then they call tennis a netball. And then badminton, they say 羽毛球. Okay, so do you want to do a little quiz? I say something, you guess what that is.
Let's see how I do. I'm not sure I'm going to do too well.
Okay, 手球.
手球, that's handball.
That's it, 手球. 足球.
Football.
Football, 足球. How about 网球?
Tennis.
Yep, tennis, 网球.
网球.
That's it. And how about your badminton?
羽毛球.
You got it. 羽毛球. 羽毛球.
Got one right.
Yeah, you got it right. That's all the purpose. And the thing is, you don't need to remember everything. Just get the logic, how Chinese people think. And next time you just look back, okay, 高球, golf, of course. And then you get familiar with it. So 羽毛球, you have a racket. We say 球拍.
球拍.
And then you play with friends. Can you play by yourself? Probably not.
Nope.
Okay, so you have companions, your friends. We call them 球友.
球友.
Yeah, 球 is the ball, and that means the sport, actually. And 友 means your friend. So 球友.
球友.
Yeah. And then to say with, we say 和.
和?
和, yeah, that means to 和球友.
和球友.
打羽毛球.
打羽毛球.
So let me ask you, Ellie, what are you going to do this weekend?
打羽毛球.
That's it. And with who?
和球友.
Got it. Or you just want to say the whole thing altogether. You say, oh, Ellie, what are you going to do this weekend? You said, 和球友打羽毛球.
和球友打羽毛球.
That's amazing. And you are going to win all the prize again?
I hope so.
Just like playing poker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the court where you play. Just one more word. Court, we say 场. It's a third tone, so we make some effort to go down. 场.
场.
Yeah, so it means that the court, the space. 羽毛球场.
羽毛球场.
Yeah, that's a badminton court. And then, you guys, you already know, it's badminton. Okay, that's it. We all know that. We say 球场.
球场.
Yeah, so you just skip 羽毛 altogether. But you know the context. It's not the tennis court. It's not other court. It's not the football pitch. 球场.
球场.
Yeah, so it could be any type of sport field. 球场.
球场.
That's it. So thank you so much, Ellie, for joining us, teaching us about badminton. I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something more about sports in general. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow to join Talk Chinese. 再见.
再见.
谢谢.